The redemption price must be something otherworldly, heavenly, not of man or of the things of this creation. But where can such a price be found, and how can it be obtained? That requirement leaves man helpless in his sin. A study of the Bible doctrine of redemption must give serious thought to the divine revelation recorded in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 20. It reads, "And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges every man according to his work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Now that passage is important because it tells the method by which redemption of poor lost sinners has been accomplished. The key to the passage is in these words, "You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." It declares the price that was paid for the redemption of mankind. Now, the key word of the passage is the Greek word agorazo. It means redeemed. It's a verb built upon a noun. The noun was agora, which was the Greek word for marketplace. So the verb came to mean to acquire by purchase in the marketplace, to make one's private property by payment of a purchase price. And this is the term the Holy Spirit calls Peter to choose to describe the method of our redemption. But what does agorazo mean to you and me today? In Bible terms, it means God has purchased us to himself from the ownership of another by the payment of a price. It means purchase plus price. God himself has gone to the trouble of making the purchase. God himself has gone to the expense of paying a price. If one asks, how is the redemption of sinners accomplished? We must answer, the redemption of sinners is made possible by an act of God in which he personally paid the great price to purchase sinners from sin to himself. And what was the purchase price that was paid? Well, the answer is twofold. First, the price that was paid for the redemption of sinners was not a price made up of corruptible things. Now, the term corruptible does not mean unclean or sinful. It rather refers to things which are confined to time and subject to decay or passing away. Wealth is corruptible, for instance. Therefore, we were not redeemed with silver and gold. Customs or manners of living are subject to change. So we were not redeemed by the traditions and customs of our forebears. No, nothing of earth could affect the payment of the price that was required. Second, the price that was paid for the redemption of sinners was a price of that which is incorruptible, not subject to passing or decay. Now, what is there in earth that could be called incorruptible? There is nothing. All we are and all we see is temporal, finite, changing, and subject to decay. The very earth on which we live will one day pass away with great noise and fervent heat. The redemption price must be something otherworldly, heavenly, not of man or of the things of this creation. But where can such a price be found, and how can it be obtained? That requirement leaves man helpless in his sin. And that's the point where God moved in grace to effect redemption for us. We're told the incorruptible price he paid for our sins was the precious blood of Christ. He died as a lamb without blemish and without spot. It is in his sacrifice, which paid the redemptive price, that our salvation rests. The suffering of Jesus Christ for sinners was not a second best plan with God. God knew from eternity before time what he would do. Before he created Calvary's hill, he had planned Calvary's cross, where his only begotten Son would die for guilty sinners. Oh, what a marvel of grace. God had obtained Jesus Christ as the sacrifice of sins before the foundation of the world, even though the provision was manifest only in these last times. But what about the price? What was it that paid the price? The answer of the Bible is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now that's the unanimous testimony of the entire Bible, Old Testament, as well as New. The basic principle is expressed in Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. That decree of God underlies every sacrifice offered in the Old Testament system. Every animal that was offered from the annual Passover lamb to the daily sacrifice at the temple was offered because God had decreed that he would accept the sacrifice of an instant substitute in the place of the death of guilty men. And so the price was paid. It was the precious blood of Christ. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is the theme of the New Testament revelation. It is in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In him we have forgiveness, redemption, justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ through the shedding of his blood on the cross of Calvary is effective for the redemption of all people in all of human history. Hear this word from Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. They sung a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Do you catch the thrust of that statement? There are no racial, or language, or national barriers which keep a person from the benefits of the salvation that is in Jesus Christ. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Think about that. Redemption's cost is staggering in its proportions. It necessitated the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, not as a good man, but as the only begotten Son of God. His blood was poured out in death, and that is the price. No other sacrifice would do. The sacrificial lamb must be without blemish, and only Jesus of all people in all of human history could meet that qualification. He was perfect in physical, moral, and spiritual aspects. His life was without sin, and none could bring reproach against him. His death became a ransom, a price paid for deliverance of the captives as he laid it down. He went into the marketplace of the world where men were in bondage to sin. He paid the redemptive price by the sacrifice himself. He brought back to God those who received him through faith, and thus we enter into the benefits of salvation. Now, what is the method of redemption? It is the payment of a ransom, the price of redemption. And what is the price? It was the shedding of the blood and so the death of the sinless Son of God. That's how the redemption price was paid. Father, thank you for the love that drew salvation's plan. And thank you for the grace that brought it down to man. Thank you for the mighty gulf that was spanned at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.